So the Democrat is a singing cowboy. The Republican is a software entrepreneur. And they are vying for Montana's lone seat in the House of Representatives. It was vacated when President Trump chose Montana's congressman to be Interior Secretary. There's a special election for this seat later this month, and pundits are watching closely to see if there's anything to learn about national politics. Here's Montana Public Radio's Eric Whitney.
The race in Montana is all about who's got the authenticity to represent a state that leans conservative but does have a Democratic governor and U.S. senator.
She's a lady called Montana, brings a teardrop to my eye.
Rob Quist is a Montana native who's been a well-known musician here since his days fronting a country rock band in the 1970s. He's got the support of Bernie Sanders, but he's running TV ads reassuring Montanans that he's solidly against gun control. That's required to get elected in Montana.
For generations, this old rifle has protected my family's ranch.
He takes aim at a TV set, symbolizing the ads that portray him as Nancy Pelosi in a cowboy hat. Quist has never run for office before and was slow out of the blocks in a race that's an 85-day dead sprint from nomination to election just before Memorial Day. He didn't release any TV ads or get funding from the Democratic National Campaign Committee until weeks after his opponent was on the air and benefiting from a National Republican super PAC. His strategy is a barnstorming tour to fire up Montanans angry at Donald Trump.
This is the U.S. House of Representatives. This is not the Millionaires Club.
The Republican in the race, Greg Gianforte, is a millionaire who started a software company in Montana 24 years ago. Gianforte's only political experience is losing against Montana's incumbent governor in November, despite spending millions of his own dollars on the race. In that race, Democrats painted him as a rich outsider trying to buy the election. That argument still resonates with voters like Pat Simmons, who's backing Quist.
I think he's perfect because he's a native Montanan. It came from an agriculture background. I think he's qualified because he's a middle-income person. He's not a millionaire like the other candidate is. And I think he will be a good spokesperson for Montanans.
While running for governor last year, Gianforte distanced himself from then-candidate Donald Trump. But now he's happy to pair himself with a rich businessman and political outsider who easily won Montana. Here's Gianforte at a recent campaign event.
We have a remarkable thing going on in Washington, D.C. right now. We have somebody doing what they promised to do when they got elected.
Amen.
Isn't that an awesome thing?
Yes.
Gianforte is largely shunning big public events, but his one big splash so far has been a four-town fundraising tour with Donald Trump Jr.
Now, you wouldn't necessarily think we'd do as well in Montana being, you know, from New York City. But he was actually able to talk to real Americans, not talk at them.
Gianforte is also being careful to establish his Montana cred, too. In this ad, all decked out in camouflage, Gianforte takes aim at a computer screen representing a frightening government database of gun owners. Political observers here see Gianforte as a solid frontrunner for the House seat Republicans have held since 1996. The angry left's job will be to turn out all their voters and hope that GOP voters stay home on Election Day. For NPR News, I'm Eric Whitney in Missoula, Montana.